Good morning. I'm driving my daughter to school. It's 20 past 8, so we're on the school run, and it's a Thursday, and for the first time this week, we've got a clear sky, and the dawn is coming across the hills and making the contrast beautiful. But I'm doing a different kind of audio boot than ever before. I have stuck to my windscreen of my car, a gizmo that holds my iPhone in place. Now, all of the previous audio boosts that I have done, I've sat the smartphone on the dashboard of the car or on the seat next to me. So I'm very interested in whether this makes a difference to you in terms of the listening quality. It certainly makes a difference to me when I'm driving the car, because I no longer have to run the risk of being distracted while I'm driving along. I admit that at times I have been a little distracted by things like the iPhone sliding off the seat when I've had to put on the brakes quicker than expected, and the iPhone has gone sliding onto the floor while it's been in full recording mode. But from now on, I won't have to run the risk of that at all, and there won't be any more picking the iPhone from between my feet, in between the accelerator and the brake, which isn't a funny matter at all. The other thing, which is what set me off in mind of this audio boo, is that this little gizmo is a gift. It's a gift from a good friend with whom I had a coffee yesterday morning, a man who was very supportive to me while I was long silent off audio boo, and not well at all. A man who was very, very, very supportive, and to whom I anyway feel a great degree of warmth and gratitude. But he popped up out of the blue, or at least this gift popped up out of the blue, and it just reminded me of one thing. It reminded me of what a wonderful experience it is to get an unexpected gift from another person. I was given a gift completely unexpected before Christmas of a book by Stephen Pressfield, which is all about your swing, your golf swing. And anyway, because I play golf, and I used to play golf, it was particularly interesting to me, besides the fact that it was all about a mindful approach to life. I really loved getting a little gift, and in fact, you know, the smaller the gift is, in my mind, the better, because you're not, if somebody gives you a really big gift, you feel under a huge obligation to run out and give them a gift too. I don't know. When I use the word you, I mean I. But in this case, it's delightful to revel, dwell on the joys of receiving. And of course, when I start to think about the joys of receiving, I think it's quite natural to think of the joys of giving. So I just want to say a big thank you to the person who gave me this gift, and to say that I hope it'll be good for everybody else as well in the future. So it's Paul. I'm in the car with my daughter Omani Dot in the back, and we're off on the school run. All the best. Have a great day. Bye.